Have Jesus. Good morning. Is it cold enough for you? Nah. We could be up north. So it's good we're not. It's really cold up there. Thank you to everyone who's come today. It's good to see everybody. I do not see any first-time visitors, but if there are any first-time visitors, there is a visitor center in the back. If you would, just come and go back there and someone will give you a gift, but thank you to everyone who's come today on such a cold day, but it's a great day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen. It is. So I want to go over a few announcements. There's not a whole lot to go over. I know John wants to make one at the end, but we do have praise team practice today at 5. Regular Wednesday night service this coming Wednesday night, RHGA's Youth and Adult Bible Study. We're still continuing in our study. And James, we'll be starting James chapter 3 this week. So if you want to come and be part of that, we'd love to have you. Also, of course, this coming Saturday, and John will be speaking about that in a minute, but we do have a special presentation by John Green, Guarding That Committed to Our Trust. And then we have a deacon's meeting next Sunday at 4:30. Are there any other announcements this week that I don't know about? Okay, well, that was easy. I do have one quick announcement on the Pastor Search Committee. So the Pastor Search Committee has been working diligently. We even have a meeting today after church. We appreciate everybody's prayers and thoughts during this time. We are entering into a final stage now. We do have a candidate that we are working with. And we'll be continuing to work with until the time comes, but I just want you to continue praying for us. There's still some things that we want to iron out on our end and on the pastor's end, so if you would, just continue to pray. But I know we're pretty excited about it. God's working. We know that. And, you know, with your prayers, he will continue to be working. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask me. But we are continuing to work with a candidate now. So that maybe eases your mind a little bit. I know it's been seems like a long process. I'm sure for the ones that are on the committee, it seems like a long process. But we're getting there. We're a lot closer than we were, and I appreciate everybody's prayers. Let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Oops, John, sorry. I almost forgot you. I'm sorry.
I asked Joe to put me last on the announcements because I don't want you to forget. So the closer, the later I am in the service of making this announcement, the more likely you might remember next Saturday morning at 9:30 to come. And I can only guarantee one person will be here, and that will be me. But we also have a committee that's going to make some refreshments and things like that and help accommodate us, and they need to know basically how many people will come. And so we already have a list that's been started. There's quite a few people on it. But I just wanted to make an explanation of what the meeting is about. This is entirely John Green, okay? And several people have worked with me to help me get it together. Before that, several people had encouraged me to do it. So it's not something I dreamed up to do, but I'm looking forward to being able to do it. The idea is this. At the end of 1 Timothy, read the little book of Paul to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20. Right at the end of it, Paul tacks this appeal to Timothy that says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to your trust. And so people speculate, what was it committed to his trust? Well, I'm convinced that what was committed to his trust was the simple story of the gospel of Jesus Christ and how he saves us. And you might think that's simple, and it is a simple story. As a 9-year-old, I came to accept Christ, and I understood what I was doing, and I was saved at 9. That's, oh my goodness, how many years ago is that? I can't count. It's 70, it may be 70. 75 years ago, 1950, you figured that, 20, that'd be 50, 60, 74, 74 years ago. But I've grown in Christ. And even in the last year, I've grown even deeper in Christ. And I think I've come to grasp even better how it is Jesus saves us. And I wish everybody knew it at a deeper level than just, oh, I raised my hand in church and I accepted Christ and I was baptized. I'm a Christian. Oh, Jesus is much richer than that. And so I hope everybody here will come. You don't have to sign up. It will help us to know how to prepare if you would. But I wish everyone would come and enter into this discussion. It's not a lecture. I'm going to pass out a chart and some information. And I'm going to walk you through the chart, and then I'm going to ask you to make comments, your thoughts about it. But I think this matter of understanding the gospel is so important, committed to our trust, that we as a whole church ought to be thinking about this. So thank you, Joe, for letting me do this. You pray for this pulpit committee, and a tough job. I don't want to overshadow that, but I do want you to come next Saturday. Set the time aside. If we have 10 inches of snow and ice, we'll send an email out to cancel. But, oh, I hope to see you next Saturday morning, 9:30. And how long will it be? I really don't know. But you can leave anytime you want. Okay.
Here's praying that we don't have 10 inches of ice and snow. Let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have to come before you in your presence today. Lord, I pray that everything we do and say during this worship time will be for your uplifting, for your glory. Lord, we thank you for your Son who came so many years ago and died for us so that we could have eternal life. Lord, I pray that you would bless this service. Pray that you would bless John and the study next Saturday. And you continue to blessing us as individuals. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Now it's your time to worship. Let's all stand and sing hymn number 136, the first, third, and fourth verses of 136. If you would please stand.
Worship today is on page 576 in the Pew Bible, and it's from Isaiah 12, 2 through 6, if you'll join me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Amen. Our prayer list today, if you'll review that as we ask God to be with those folks that are sick. Are there others that are known in the community that need prayer this morning that you're aware of? Laura Whitaker. Yeah, that's right. That Laura Whitaker passed and be with her family. Thank you, Charles. Anybody else? I do want to say thank you all for all your prayers on our recent mission trip. For a few months leading up to the trip, and then even on the trip, we felt a lot of spiritual warfare. And I can tell you those darts of Satan passed right off of us. And I know it was your prayers. It was absolutely your prayers. There was a lot of stomach stuff, and you name it. But God won. Satan lost in that one. So let's pray this morning. Lord, this morning we come to you humbly because you are our Savior. Lord, we don't have any blessings that aren't from you, and we don't do anything without you, Lord. We especially pray this morning, Lord, for the pastor search team as they continue their process. Lord, just that, let that be all you, and let them just be your servants, and let you guide that process in the way you will, Lord. We pray that you will send the right pastor that will be a blessing to this community, and we know you will in that process. We pray for the Whitaker family as they mourn the loss this week and these next few days. Just be with them. We pray that you, Lord, just be with all the sick in the community and those that we don't know about. And Lord, we just pray for opportunities again as we are in this community, that we just share the good news with others, and that we just praise your name as we live. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.